Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Sloan and Rose. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now, smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Are you guys ready for today's time-traveling adventure? Me too, let's go! Sloan and Rose lived in a world in the future that was run by zombie worms. Zombie worms? Wait, I didn't even know those existed. I know. It's very terrifying, but zombie worms? They lived in a future world, and do you know what they did? They ate everyone's books. I know, that would be terrible. If the whole world's books were eaten by zombie worms? How would we learn? What would we do without books? Well, Sloan and Rose, they spent their entire life trying to figure out how to time travel back to stop those zombie worms before this all started. Rose, I think we almost got it. Can you hear me those wires over there? Sloan had been working on this time traveling jacket with her sister Rose for a very long time. All kinds of wires and batteries and lights and flashing things, and they were pretty cool looking jackets. Well, Sloan and Rose, they had a theory that they could build some kind of time traveling jacket, and if they put on the jacket, they could maybe go back in time and stop the zombie worms before they ate all the books. All right, here's the wire, said Rose. She handed it to Sloan, who put it in place, and all of a sudden, the two jackets started beeping. Beep, 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 beep. I think it's time. Hurry, put them on. Sloan and Rose put on the jackets, and instantly, whoa, whoa, whoa! They were transported back in time. Holy smokes, I wish I had a time-traveling jacket. Oh, geez. HQ. Can we please get that ordered for all the spy kids? I don't know how to build that, but figure it out, please. Well, Sloan and Rose had figured out the time-traveling jacket, and they were flying back in time to a place before the zombie worms. Oh! Oof! Sloan and Rose crashed down in a field. Thankfully, it was a grassy field, not a rocky field. But they were in the middle of nowhere. Oh, Rose, are you okay? Said Sloan. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. But, gosh, we just fell out of the sky.
Yikes. Okay, we gotta get to work. Let's go, said Sloan.
Sloan and Rose had to start looking for clues to see if they were in the right year. They had to go see if maybe books still existed or if they had transported to the wrong year. They ran up to a city, and look, there's a library, shouted Rose. They ran up to the library and looked in the windows, and it was full of books.
Wow, I've never seen a book before, said Sloan.
I know, I've only heard stories of books, said Rose.
Their faces were pressed up against the window because they had never seen a book in real life.
Can you imagine a world without books? A world where zombie worms ate everything that we wrote down on paper?
Yeah, that would be terrible. Well, I hope Sloan and Rose are able to save the world before this crazy zombie worm apocalypse happens.
All right, Sloan, we gotta go fast. We gotta find where the Purple Ninja's secret lab is because I'm pretty sure they're the ones that are behind this.
Sloan and Rose had heard all about the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab. They were pretty sure that they were the ones that had started this zombie worm apocalypse. They followed a map that had shown the last known position of Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas' secret lab. And there it was. Sloan and Rose had found this very secret lab. I guess the purple ninjas had been experimenting on worms for a very long time, and they had discovered a way to alter their DNA structure to turn the worms into zombie worms.
All right, Rose, you go around that way. I'm going to check inside this window to see if I can hear what's going on inside.
Sloane pressed her ear against the glass to listen inside, and there they were.
All right, guys. It looks like we're getting pretty close. We just need that secret serum to finish up everything with our DNA-altering worm juice.
Oh, no! It was some kind of worm juice that they had made that when a worm drinks that juice, turns it into a book-eating zombie worm. Okay, Rose, can you hear me?
Sloane was talking through her walkie-talkie that they had brought. It was built into their jacket.
Yeah, I can hear you. Did you hear anything of what the purple ninjas were saying?
Said Rose.
Yes, I did. There's some kind of secret serum that we need to steal before they give it to the worms. And that is how this all starts. Hurry, let's go.
Sloane and Rose had to find a secret way in. They could see that secret serum. It was glowing purple in a test tube over on the side of the lab. They had to find a way to sneak in and get it before it was too late. Rose was crawling on her hands and knees through a little hole in the wall.
She crawled in and was just out of reach. She was trying to reach up and grab it, but the table was too high.
While she was ducking down, she had to stand up, but the purple ninjas might see her. As she stood up and grabbed the serum,
"Hey, what are you doing here? Get back!"
The purple ninjas started to chase.
"Rose, get out of there!" shouted Sloane.
Rose slid through the hole in the wall, and out they ran, running as fast as they could out of the forest.
"Yes, we got it! We got it! We gotta destroy it!"
Rose dumped all that purple serum into the dirt, and Sloane and Rose ran out of there as fast as they could.
Oh no! They dumped all the stuff in the dirt! Purple Ninja 2, did you save the directions of how to do this?
Was I supposed to keep track of what we put in that serum?
Yes, because they just destroyed it all. We could remake it, but did you write down the directions?
I knew I forgot one thing, and I think I forgot that thing.
No! We'll never be able to recreate it. The boss is going to be so mad.
Yes! Sloane and Rose did it. They saved the day. They saved us from a future without books.
Whew, I'm so glad that we don't have to worry about zombie worms ever coming. That would have been a very slimy world. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Riley from California, Kiki and Ruby Mae from Calgary, Alberta, Marley from California, Sam and Lexi from Michigan, Flora and Yusel from Jerusalem, Israel, Caleb, Callie, and Mira from Washington, and Owen from Utah. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.